Get Well Wednesday. Get Well Wednesday. On the TJMS, our doctor this morning is Dr. Leanna Nguyen. Did I pronounce it right? Is it Nguyen? Doctor?
We don't.
Oh, she's not there? She's commissioner of Baltimore City Health Department. She wrote a book called What Doctors Won't Disclose. And, Sib, have you read this book?
No, I have not.
I want to read this book because it sounds like this is what I've been talking about for a long time.
Exactly. And definitely.
That doctors aren't there to heal you. They're in business. They're in business to stay in business. And so if they find a way to charge more money, in other words, it costs. They can only make money if they operate.
Right.
Okay. They can't make money writing out prescriptions. They can't make money referring you to other doctors. They gotta operate, and that's what this Get Well Wednesday doctor is talking about. What the doctors don't tell you.
What your doctor will not disclose.
What they won't tell you.
And how closely they work with the drug companies that they're writing the prescriptions for.
Because everything is a drug, no matter what's wrong.
We got
it.
Okay. Put her up. Right. Put her up.
Here we go.
Dr. Leanna Nguyen?
Yes, hi, it's Dr. Nguyen.
Hi. Okay, we were just talking about your book and what your doctor won't disclose. And what your doctor won't disclose is that they want to make money. They're in business to make money, and they will prescribe things for you like surgery when you don't necessarily need it, right? Is that what you're saying in your book?
You know, doctors go into medicine for the right reasons. I have, over the course of my career, I met very few doctors and nurses who are not well-meaning. The problem is that many doctors, a high percentage of doctors, do receive some money from drug companies or medical device companies.
Is that legal?
It is legal. It is legal, and you never know how your doctor is getting paid. And so my campaign, Who's My Doctor?, urges for doctors to tell patients about their affiliation so that patients can make a decision themselves about which doctor they want to go to.
So you ask your doctor exactly what?
Yeah, I mean, what are the questions?
When you go to your doctor, what are the questions that you should ask?
The doctor-patient relationship is all about building trust. And so you have to know that whichever doctor you choose, that you fully trust them. So what I urge is first of all, for doctors to disclose to patients about how it is that they're getting paid and also about their personal beliefs. So perhaps their views on women's right to choose or end-of-life care or alternative medicine. These are things that really impact patients.
But Dr. Nguyen, if I go to my doctor and I say, how are you getting paid before you examine me? How are you getting paid? And what is he or she more than likely to say?
So what I urge is actually for patients to look that information up themselves. There is now, as part of the Affordable Care Act, there is a Physician Sunshine that's part of their website, which means that you can look up any doctor in the country and find out exactly how they're getting paid. So that's what I would encourage you to do.
And where do we look this up?
You can find out if you just Google Physician Sunshine Act, you will find that information. And then it begins to be a conversation opener for you and your doctor. You can say, hey, I heard about this website, and I wanted to ask you about this. That's much more of a conversation. And sometimes doctors are getting paid for the right reasons. Perhaps there's a doctor who's getting who is doing research for a cancer drug. You might want to be with a doctor who's doing groundbreaking research. So it's not necessarily a bad thing, but you should know about your doctor's drug company affiliation.
When you go to the dentist, and the dentist says you need to have all of your wisdom teeth pulled, but only one of them's bothering you, is that because he doesn't want some other dentist to get the other three teeth and make that money?
Anytime somebody is getting paid fee for service, which means for every service that they give, whether it's pulling your tooth or getting back surgery, it is a question you have to ask. My father had really bad back pain, and he went to an orthopedic doctor who immediately said he needed back surgery. But what the orthopedic doctor never told my father was that he was getting paid $5,000 to do the surgery versus $30 to recommend physical therapy. And so when there is a monetary incentive, it is a question to ask about how that money might be impacting the doctor's decision.
Very interesting.
And there is, and you have to be your own watchdog in that situation. And is there a watchdog organization that kind of can, I mean, that you describe in your book that can kind of guide you through this?
So my book is called When Doctors Don't Listen. And the concept is that, as exactly as you said, that patients have to be their own best advocates, and not only patients, but also families. Because, you know, I was my mother's caregiver for 8 years when she had metastatic cancer. And I saw how much of a disconnect there is between what it is that hospitals and medical systems can do and what it is that patients need. And it's scary to be a patient. I mean, you're in a really vulnerable position.
Yeah.
And people don't often want to speak up because my mother, she was too afraid often to ask questions. I mean, she didn't want to seem like she was challenging her doctor. But my book, When Doctors Don't Listen, is about what it is that patients can do to speak up in a way that doesn't come across as being confrontational or mean, but actually works to build a partnership between the patient and the doctor.
This doctor, Elena Nguyen, from Baltimore City Health Department, she's the commissioner, and she'll be around to answer your questions about your doctor and at 646464, and she'll text you back. Thank you, Dr. Leanna Nguyen. This is very interesting.